Today, we're continuing our conversation with Steph Gass, and we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of discovering your calling outside of motherhood and homeschooling, and talking about what's a simple method for starting a business, even as a busy mom. What does it look like in the day-to-day to build a business without sacrificing our calling to motherhood and homeschooling? And how could you start slow and shepherd a sustainable business that grows over time and enhances your family life? So if you want to hear these secrets and more, let's hop in, grab your notebook and your cup of warm tea, and you're going to love this episode. Hey, mamas, welcome to Her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go! There are moms listening right now going, but how do I know what my thing is? Mm-hmm. How do I know what my calling is? And you've actually answered that question. You help women answer that question.
Yes, I do. So when you're looking at the calling, the direction that you're going to go, it's so difficult for you because you're inside of you. I'm great at a lot of things. I don't know if anyone would like that thing. So not only do you have like a lot of things you can do, but you also have all the lies in your head about why you shouldn't do any of them. So like you're battling yourself to even start, right? And so the reality is I have a clarity course. Katie will link all my stuff below for you guys if you're interested, but it goes through 4 weeks of, you can't look at one piece of who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, God created you and you are uniquely and wonderfully made. And he has a beautiful, the books have been written about you from before you were born. There's already a thing. We're just in the way of hearing what it is so often. And so we got to remove all the noise and we have to look at all these pieces. So we look at your spiritual gifts. I look at your vocational giftings. Like what do you actually do in your life? Like I mentioned, the trials you've walked through are absolutely on purpose. What do those trials have to do with your call? And then what are the triumphs and the things you've walked out of, those wins you've had in your life? And then what are you passionate about? And we look at all these different buckets of who you are and what you've been through. And my job and the thing that I truly believe that like God's just helped me have this gifting of finding, I call it like the root or the common denominator that's woven throughout all of those different pieces of who you are. There's one thing. And we pull that one thing out and that's your direction. That's the call. It doesn't make perfect sense at first. You can ask anyone that's ever worked with me. They're like, huh? Are you sure? Is that really a thing? Will people actually buy that, you know? And I'm like, it's not actually up to me. It's what God's already given you. So it's your job to go find out. Is that going to make sense? Is that going to work? And only God knows. And only God's going to equip you. He often hands you a direction. And on purpose, you don't know that it's going to make sense because that's where trust comes in. Mm. Like, are you going to trust God enough for him to show you how this makes sense in the future? You know, when God's like, you're going to help women not be afraid to step into their purpose or their call. I'm like, how, excuse me, am I going to do that? That does not make any sense. I have no idea what you mean by that. And he said, speak. That, like, the Lord does not give you a blueprint with every detail. And how nice would that be to get? Because the whole thing is trial by fire. The whole thing is creating that perseverance and the pressure. The whole thing is trust. And so all you get is a direction. And then Isaiah 30:21, you're supposed to walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. And so once you get the direction though, which typically once you're finished with my first course, you have, what is the direction, right? What would I call it? What is the promise of the brand? We call that a tagline. Who am I called to help? And then what does the content look like? Like if I'm going to start this podcast, what will I talk about? And you come out in 30 days knowing title, tagline, you've got at least probably 5 to 15 episodes of your podcast mapped out and you have a direction and that's where you begin. So that's where you begin, you know, and I highly recommend coming and doing CYC if that's something that you guys are facing right now, because it helps to have somebody walk you through what your calling is that's not you, that doesn't know you.
Right.
Because people that know you already have an idea of what you should do. They're biased to things they've already seen you do. And also they want to protect you. So it sways what God's asking you to do. The thing God's asking you to do may completely shock you and surprise you and be completely out of what you've been doing.
Yeah, he did that to me recently. So that is so true. So for moms who are like, okay, I can do clarify your calling. Now Steph's mentioning podcasts. So can you explain real quickly how does podcasting work? If you're a really busy mom, can you give examples what like a business might look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say that you go through and you're like, I feel like I have this gift for homeschooling. You know, I am so great at coming up with a flexible homeschool curriculum. Like, this is amazing. I know that everybody's asking me about how to do this. All my homeschooling mom friends ask me for what schedule did I build and how did I come up with it and whatever, whatever. And so that's what you decide is like the thing you're going to do. So you come and create a podcast, and let's say you create the flexible homeschooling method, and that's your podcast. And the tagline is how to create a homeschool full of fun to enhance your kids' future. I just made that up, but let's say that's the tagline. Okay. Let's say your avatar is a homeschooling mom who feels like her super structured homeschool is killing her slowly. You're like, come on, there's some freedom over here, mama. So the content pillars might look like one, creating a flexible homeschooling plan, two, like infusing fun into learning. And then pillar three might be something like structure, like organization of the homeschool, for example. So you come on and you start creating a podcast, and some of your episodes might look like one way to teach finance at the grocery store, or three tips to make your homeschool more fun in 15 minutes a day or less. So you're coming up with these episodes that help this mom who really wants to create a more fun and like fully immersive homeschool environment. And let's say these moms start saying like, hey, can I just buy some type of flexible homeschooling curriculum from you? Do you have one? Do you have a course on how to do this? Do you coach? And guys, this starts happening for some of my students like weeks into their podcasting journey. Some of them it's months, but hey, like, so what if you have to wait a couple months for people to literally knock on your door and ask you to sell them something? That's the difference of like, you're on social pushing, trying to force a relationship, trying to force people to come to a discovery call or whatever it might be with you, trying to force people to be like, hey, buy this thing for me, versus a podcast. It's an invitation and they knock on the door. They're like, hi, I loved your episode on blank. Do you have anything else? And so you create the flexible homeschooling framework and you build a course out, or you build a membership community, or you write a book, or whatever the thing is you want to do that helps the woman have the success that you know she can have. She starts paying you directly from the podcast. Mm. Like, that's an example of how this might work. And that can be anything. Like, you want to do a freelancing business. You want to help people with, let's say, like online business or their inbox management. You just want to be a virtual assistant for people. You can create a podcast about that, right? And you can start selling your own services. You have an amazing gifting for meal prep. You could have like the Meal Prep Made Easy podcast and have a ton of episodes about that, and then create the meal prepping method course. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is so limitless. And oh my gosh, we've had over 1500 students go through the Stephanie Gass model, like of every single possible calling that you can think of. And there's no thing too small or too big. You may be like, could meal prepping really be a call? Well, my question is, how can it not? Because there's some mother out there who is drowning in processed food and trying to hurry and feed her family because she has no time. And she has this desire to feed her family with healthy food, but she can't figure out, how do I cook and homeschool and keep my home, but you have a method that works? Like, that's blessing someone today.
Mm-hmm. It's
so huge. You got to lean into it.
It's huge. Something that really stands out to me too about this method is you're substituting all of that time on social media with something that lives forever. It doesn't get buried. It reaches a lot of people. And instead of always having, I can identify so much with what you said about always having the phone in your hand. Mm-hmm. I despise being on social media, and for 7.5 years was not present there. Tried it out. It's just not my thing, because kids need eye contact.
Yes.
That is part of having a proper stewardship of your children as a mother. they need you to look at them when they speak to you. That's part of building that bond that's going to last into their adulthood. That's mm-hmm. part of what's going to bring them home. And if you're always looking at your phone, guess who they're going to remember you giving eye contact to when they're an adult? And then they're going to look at their phone when you want their eye contact someday when you're no longer on your phone. Mm. It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. And so you've described so many options. And this, for me, podcasting is my preferred choice of being able to get the word out, help and support people, but without being trapped and still having, you know, the ability to be a present mom mm-hmm. and to also have a business. And in my opinion, for my own experience, it's far more impactful because I'm not battling with an ever-changing algorithm.
No.
So it's a no. really huge deal. And I love that you gave examples of if someone's not called to podcast, what else can they do?
Mm-hmm.
There are other options, but it's just so important to keep that in its own, you know, time frame so that it's not all day, every day, so that you can be with your kids and be present and still be a mom, because we're called to be a mom and have a business. So you need to do both.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Homeschooling mom and blank. And so what is that blank? And here's the other piece that is important to know about the Stephanie Gass School and the method I'm teaching here is that it can go as fast or slow as you want. And it can also be as much time or as little time as you need, because there's seasons, you know, there's seasons of like when my kids were both small and both home, I just couldn't do what I do today. And God knew that. And so the podcasting once a week, twice a week, and throwing like a bonus episode when I could, that's where we started. And it still grew. There was still revenue coming in. You know, and then later now my kids are both in full-time school. So I do have outwork hours. That's something that, you know, different seasons of your life might look like having a homeschool co-op, and you have these other days where you have some more work space in your life. Maybe I'll scale it up. Right. And so the beauty is it is an all or none as far as like I'm buying into this thing that it will not be overnight success. It does take time to grow and shepherd a business of sustainability and do it God's way. He is not a God of overnight success. If something's been promised to you that is overnight, you best run, because I can tell you right now that that is a deception over your life. It's going to take time, because that's the way God works. And he has to refine you and create preparedness in your heart and in your life for you to shepherd whenever that favor flows in. It takes time. And so my whole thing is like, why not start now? Start slow. Don't put any pressure. There's no expectation over this. It's like, start with what you have, with where you are, bless people, and then show up for your home. Like, close your laptop and go back to what matters in your life and watch what God's going to do.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say how much I love that in all of the classes, so many times I've heard you say, when you're done, you're done. You close your laptop, especially when you're teaching us about scheduling. You close it and you walk away. Even if we come back later to deal with urgent things, I think that was even in something you taught us this week, like you get your stuff for the day done and you walk away and you go back to your family. And that is not taught anywhere else. Mm-hmm. It just isn't.
It's taught, grab your phone and sit on your phone while your kids watch TV. That's what's taught. And I'm so against it, because it's like that does, and not that to say that never will happen. Sure. Of course, like there will be moments that you do that. But it's about the intentionality of the ways you're choosing to build a business or whatever it is you're going to build, that you're doing it with intention and you're only doing the things that create big leaps and bounds and that create evergreen growth.
Yes.
I'm here for organic growth. I'm here for scalability, and I'm here to do so much more in less time. You know, that's what I'm here for. And so that's all that I teach. And anything that wastes time, anything that doesn't get an immediate result of like trust from your audience, like Instagram and Reels and social and TikToks, they feel good because you get a bunch of likes, but they don't convert. They don't create a real person in your audience that sees your heart like, wow, you've changed my life. How do I work with you? That's not being created. So it's actually wasting your time, but nobody's telling you that. They're telling you do more of that. And so you do it because you don't know that there's another way. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, like 4 years of me being a podcaster, like there's another way and got so much more for you than anything that you've been taught.
Yeah. Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community.
I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside.
So what would be the very basic steps for a mom to build a business like this?
I love that question. So first is you got to get clarity. What's the business going to be? What is it going to be? And I don't care how small, you know, it can be, hey, I'm going to do this just for fun, just to bless people. That's still a business because you're going to show up with intention to grow and help an audience, right? Or this is going to be a ministry. Amazing. You still got to treat a ministry like a business if you want people to hear it and you want that to reach their heart. Or, hey, I'm going to build a business for profit. I'm going to go out and I'm going to create this thing and we're going to have courses and coaching or whatever that might look like in the future. You got to get clarity. You can't start a thing aimlessly running in circles, throwing spaghetti at the wall and hope that it will land. So that would be to join me and clarify your calling, which Katie has that link below for you. That's the clarity course that takes you through 4 weeks of what am I called to do? Like I said, at the end of that month, you know, what is this called? What is the promise of the brand? What's the tagline? Who am I going to help? Who's my person? And then what's the content look like on the podcast? What will be my first 5 to 10 episodes? So you walk out of that course with a business plan. That's step one. Step two is you then go start building your audience. I teach how to do that using podcasting, like I said, and Katie, you know, she's followed my method. I'm sure she can speak to this, but it's like, you can literally do this part in 2 hours a week or less. Really, you can have one episode a week. You can just edit yourself. You can make this super, super easy. We edit as we go. I teach you guys how to do this scrappy, inexpensively, and as quickly as possible. Not to say like it's still great work, but we're doing it really effectively and productively so that we can go back to our family. So you do that. And I have a course called Podcast Pro University, which Katie will link below. And that one takes you through how to start and plan and then launch your podcast successfully. And at the end of this step, you have a podcast in the world. You are now effectively growing a business, which is so weird, from a 15 to 20 minute episode once a week. And you let that work for you. Now there's strategy I teach you. How do we title our stuff so that people find it? How do we get shown on every podcasting platform around the world with just one episode? And then how do we actually create trust inside of our episodes, make our content good, something people are excited to listen to, but more importantly, they're excited to talk about it. They're like, man, I listened to Katie's episode on time management and home stewardship and like my brain exploded and I had to tell you about it. And so like wildfire, your podcast episodes start spreading to other people because your content's so great. And then the last step is to make money from your show, which is in, I have a program called Podcast to Profit. So those are your three steps. And, you know, I encourage you, go read the sales pages, go check that out and pray over it. Now, of course, I'm brand new to you. So if that's like, I need to date you before we get married, like that is way too much of an ask, Stephanie. That's a little daring of you. You know, I do have a podcast that has over 500 episodes. You guys can come and vet me, listen to the show. That's called the Stephanie Gass Show to see maybe what I'm all about before you jump in. But if you do jump in, come in through Katie because she has some awesome bonuses for you guys when you use her links.
So I had two women just this week tell me that they literally got their whole business started because of your podcast. And then they moved into your classes. And I was
amazing.
Your podcast is so legit. It has so much cool content in there. Every time an episode comes out, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to listen.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's really, really so good. Fun.
The podcast has tons of great stuff. So that's a great place to start, you know, really explore this.
Absolutely. So for the mom who's driving home from, you know, preschool pickup and she's like, oh, I want to do this, but you know, she knows she needs a baby step. What would be one little secret tip to success for this? What's one thing she could do when she gets home if she wants to start? What would be the one thing you'd say to her?
I have two tips. Okay. Tip number one is while you're driving, I want you to pause after you've finished listening to today's episode. I want you to pray. Mm-hmm. And a prayer might look something like this. Lord, I just ask that you would reveal to my heart what the calling is. What is the thing, Lord, that I'm supposed to do for your glory? What's the thing that I'm good at, Lord? And I ask that you would just give me that divine download, remove any fear, any confusion, any distractions keeping me from walking this out, and that you'd show me, Lord, the next right step. Amen. And you just invite him in to give you the answer. That's the first tip. And then the second tip is to sit down with a blank sheet of paper, get some quiet space, wake up early tomorrow morning, or even if you can carve that out today, sit down with your favorite pen and your favorite notebook. I want you to just start to journal over, what are some things that are easy for me? What are some things I feel good at? What are some things I love? And I want you to start letting the pen flow. And I want you to just journal. And then I want you to, when you're finished, however long that takes, don't put any constraints on yourself or like try to remove any feelings or ideas and just let Holy Spirit work. When you're done, I want you to get a different color pen. And I want you to circle anything that looks recurring. I want you to circle anything that looks like it could be a clue or that has been repeated in a different sentence somewhere else. There are clues that you are going to write to yourself to start to give you that vision of the beginning of a direction. I start there.
That's beautiful. Oh, I really appreciate it. You have shared so much amazing wisdom, and I'm so grateful to you. For the audio learners in our audience, even though your links are going to be in the description, where can they go to find you?
Yeah. So come on over to stephaniegass.com. That's StephanieGass.com. All the stuff is there. Or my podcast, like we mentioned earlier, is the Stephanie Gass Show, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And those would be the first two places that I would come to get all your free goodies.
Awesome. Stephanie, thank you so much. I so appreciate you. This has been amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye, Katie.
Bye. Today's episode is sponsored by Her Home and Heart Method Course, where homeschooling families are creating a holistic home ecosystem so that they can thrive. In 2023, this course will be released, and we will dig into the nest system, where we will cover the four most important areas of home life that will easily be tweaked and help you to create a peaceful, joyful, thriving home environment and a home ecosystem where you can, no matter how much grief or pain or trouble there is in your life and in lives around you and in the world around you, you can create a place that is an emotionally, mentally, and physically safe and healthy place of rest, a place that honors God, that honors your family, and that will carry down through generations of your family to come. So in 2023, we will be launching the Her Home and Heart Method course, and I cannot wait to see you there. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.